joining us now, somebody who was always dynamic on and off the field, and he's made the transition out of the NFL and on to the next phase of his life, and that's Simeon Rice joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Simeon, good morning. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
It's good to be here. How you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Let's talk about the transition out of the NFL and into the world of films. You're a director. Tell us a little bit about this film that you've directed and just kind of break down not only the film itself, why we need to go out and see it, but kind of that transition from, well, you know, I spent, you know, 15-odd years of my life, 10 of them in the NFL and then college and high school. I've spent most of my adult life and most of my youth playing football. What do I do next? Talk a little bit about all of that.
Okay. I'll start with what's the film about. The film is about Regan Farrell up on the way to a race. She gets kidnapped by these psychosociopaths as moonlighting as hunters, and she's thrust into a game of kill or be killed. It all started with me while I was playing, and in the off season, I would write scripts. The first script I wrote with a good friend of mine who makes films out of Chicago, he asked me to invest in a project. Didn't have any interest in investing in a project, didn't know anything about filmmaking. He said, well, Simeon, when you get home, I want you to write a story with me. And I said, why me? He's like, I just want to write a story with you. So we sat down, and I didn't know one thing about script writing or anything. And we sat down, and we came up with a story. Basically, I dictated a movie to him, like a story as I see it. And this is what he did. And he was like, Simeon, that was kind of crazy that you just had that all in your head, sequenced and everything. So he's like, next time I sit down with you, I want to record it. And he recorded it and then wrote it down, and he actually shot that movie. And I'm like, you shot that movie? He was like, yeah. I didn't think nothing of it. I was like, I just thought of that, but that was a creative. So at this point, he told me how talented I was. His name is Chris Nolan, not the Batman Chris Nolan. I call him the Black Chris Nolan from Chicago. And it resonated with me. I really didn't know what that mean or where that was going. And so I started thinking it was like the seed that was planted, though. So after that, I started kind of like really watching films differently and paying attention to scripts and story development, and which led me down a road of saying to myself at a certain point that I started having this thirst for it. Upon this thirst, I had a guy, you know, you always have guys in the NFL that comes up to you. So he comes up to me in Tampa, and he says he's a filmmaker, he's from L.A., but he's living in, and keep in mind, he's living in Tampa. And he's like, I want to make this movie. And he's making this kid's movie. I didn't really think much of it. I read the script, didn't really connect with the script. Long story short, I gave this man some money. I still haven't seen my money since. So, the reason why I did that is because I thought I was going to learn the business, and I thought I was going to make some money and this and that, because he had distribution. So all of that goes as a factor. And so now I have this thirst and really trying to get the concept of films and understand it and learn about it, but I really wasn't being taken serious. So then my agent, because you have rights, you know, you got privilege, they connect me with, they were connected because they were CAA. And I went, and, you know, on different sets, they connected me with Brett Ratner. And Brett Ratner, I shadowed him for a day. Didn't really learn too much. So I was like, okay, this for the set of Rush Hour 3. I'm like, okay, this was fun, but it was more like an appearance. Like, you meet Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker shooting the film, but that was pretty much it. I was just sitting in a chair. I didn't even really understand the monitors I was looking at. Now, I have other people coming at me for investments. Now I'm a little leery about it. Didn't want to do that, but I wanted to learn the business. Again, I was kind of running into these walls. So at a certain point, I said to myself, if I really want to learn this business, I'm going to go to film school. Upon going to film school, that's when I get left with everything that I built in the NFL, my safety structure, my safe net, and I went off and journeyed to become this like student, this filmmaker. So I'm learning the art of story development, the art of directing, and this is, I feel like, it's natural for me. It feels good. I went to New York Film Academy. I went on the campus. When I finished out, I started a production company and just started banging out scripts and stories. And the first thing I saw was a story to HBO. And I partnered with Doug Ellen, who created Entourage. And I was like, wow, I had a little success. So a year goes by. We haven't done anything since that project. So now I'm like, listen, to justify this company, I gotta direct. That's why I got in this business. So I started, out of all the scripts I had, I was running around with different studios with the script that I wrote called Full Tilt. It was a poker film. It's a backroom poker similar to like Snatch. And I kept getting they really, really liked the script, but they were leery about me as a director. So at this point, I'm like, even though I went to film school, I'm still not getting in now because of what I did in the NFL. Everybody would want to meet with me, but it was like to sign a football or a jersey. So nobody was really taking me serious as a director. So I said, I gotta invest in myself. I got to do my own project. I got to fund it myself. And then once I get going, once I'm fully vertical, then I can start going and, like, vetting it out and bringing in other investors and things of that nature. So I just did that. So I shot the movie, put it in the can, and I said, I'm going to get this thing to theaters. They said, no way possible this is going to make theaters because they're relatively new actors and there's no bankable names, and a black girl doesn't translate to as a lead actress. So I said, okay. So I heard all the no's, and I just did it my way anyway. And these people were unbelievable, instrumental in their business in terms of the acting and the cast. And I just promised them. I made a promise that I was going to get this thing to theaters. Lo and behold, we opened up nationwide all over today. So it's a tribute to a lot. It was a lot of hard work.
And it's Unsullied. It opens up in theaters today. I know I don't have you for very much longer. We did get you a little late, but the story is amazing. And there's kind of a moral here, and I'm sorry we're not going to be talking much football, but the realities are there's a moral to the story. You right. did it on your own. You had some opportunities, but mostly it was about people, like you said, bringing you in. Oh, check out Simeon Rice, the guy who used to rush the passer, and these were like appearances where you didn't learn anything. That and people always came up to you for money. Yeah, I got a project I'm doing. Why don't you give me some money? It'll be good for you. Or at the very least, it'll be good for me. And I'll make some money, and you'll get nothing out of it. And until you started funding this on your own and you went back to school, it really didn't happen. And, man, you invested the time and the effort, and that's what made it happen, and that's what seemed to turn it around.
Yes, this film has its own. This film had my thumbprint all over it. It's an indie film. It's fast paced. It's an adrenaline rush of a film. This is a must see. It really, really is. If you like films that can take you on an episode and an adventure and have hero characters and just flat out an adrenaline rush that's a roller coaster ride with a lot of plot twists that you really don't know what's going to happen next, this is the film for you. This is really the film for you because this film has all that and some.
Simeon, we'd love to have you on for a little longer, talk more about life after football, the film career, this film, future projects, even get into your NFL career and more when you have some more time. We know you ran long and it's a crazy media tour, but you're welcome back on the Span on Black Attack anytime. This was truly a pleasure.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me. Hey, thank you for supporting the indie filmmaker now. That's who I am. And mad respects, big ups to you.
Thank you so much, Simeon. This was truly a pleasure. That was Simeon Rice, former NFL great, now great filmmaker. It's Unsullied. It opens in theaters today, so check it out.